From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Blizzard warnings are posted for coastal New England as a powerful winter storm blows through the region. The storm wasn't as bad as feared in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and New York. In Massachusetts, some areas got less snow than others, but there are power outages, and the state's nuclear power station is offline. From member station WBUR, Fred Bever reports.
So far, only pockets of the state have seen more than 2 feet of snow. Power outages have risen above 20,000, with the worst on Cape Cod and nearby islands. But two power lines from the Pilgrim Nuclear Power Station went down overnight, and the plant went into safety mode, with diesel generators used to keep systems going, but no electricity going onto the regional grid. Matthew Beaton, the state's energy chief, says there is no public safety threat.
None. Not at all. That's something we really, really want to stress to folks, that this is more of an issue of no place to put all the energy that was being generated.
There has been minor flooding around the state and evacuations, but none of them life-threatening situations. For NPR News, I'm Fred Bever in Framingham, Massachusetts.
President Obama has arrived in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. He'll visit the royal family to offer condolences on the death of Saudi King Abdullah last week. Obama will be joined by a delegation, including Secretary of State John Kerry. This is the 70th anniversary of the Soviet liberation of the Nazi Auschwitz concentration camp. Survivors and international leaders gathered at a museum near the camp in Poland to mark the day. A church congregation also prayed together at the Catholic Center for Dialogue and Prayer, also near Auschwitz. Memorials are being held in several countries today to mark International Holocaust Remembrance Day. South Sudan is starting to release up to 3,000 child soldiers today. This is one of the largest single demobilizations of children from one group at a single time, negotiated by UNICEF. NPR's Gregory Warner has more.
The children, age 11 to 17, were all abducted to fight in the army of David Yao Yao, a rebel commander in South Sudan. Yao Yao rose to prominence by raising the stakes on traditional cattle thefts. He used rocket launchers and AK-47s to kidnap not just one or two or three cattle, but whole herds, as well as the women and children tending them. The children released over the next few weeks will go to clinics for health care and psychological counseling while being reunited with what remains of their families. Rebel leader Yao Yao's recent detente with the government does not end the bigger war in South Sudan. Regional negotiators meet on Thursday in neighboring Ethiopia to try to iron out yet another peace deal. Gregory Warner, NPR News, Nairobi.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials are down 361 points on weak corporate earnings news. That's down about 2%. The Nasdaq is down 98 points. This is NPR News. A new study finds the rate of unplanned pregnancies in the U.S. has declined over the past decade. But NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports they still make up more than half of all pregnancies in many states.
Between 2006 and 2010, the Guttmacher Institute finds the rate of unintended pregnancies fell in 28 states and stayed about the same in a dozen more. Only West Virginia saw a substantial uptick, though not all states made data available. The Guttmacher study finds more women are using long-acting methods of contraception, which are more effective. Three states that launched campaigns to boost such methods, Colorado, Iowa, and Missouri, saw a double-digit drop in unplanned pregnancy rates. Generally, unintended pregnancy rates are far higher among lower-income women. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.
Japanese media report Japanese officials are trying to verify an online message from militants in the Middle East. It purportedly shows Japanese hostage Kenji Goto held by fighters from the so-called Islamic State. The message says Goto has less than 24 hours to live. It also mentions a captured Jordanian pilot who was also threatened. There are reports from Libya of an attack today on a luxury hotel in the capital, Tripoli. Gunmen attacked the hotel, often used by foreign travelers, and reports suggest at least 5 foreigners and 3 guards were killed. The Ukrainian government says new fighting is reported in the eastern part of the country in the last 2 days. Ukraine says the clashes have killed 9 Ukrainian troops and left 29 others wounded. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.